With the kids off from school, mom and dad engaged in the cleaning frenzy, probably some significant traffic on the streets, a lot of people in one home, it can become kind of like a melting pot or building disaster, Shalom Bayis disaster, with all the Pesach preparation. So it may be a good idea to keep the Chasidah's birds, Rashi's comment on it, lesson in your head to protect yourself from any unwanted happenings, if you get my drift. Well, in Parshas Shmini, we learned about this Chasidah bird, that's its name, that this bird is prohibited from consumption. Rashi says, well, what's in the name Chasidah? Because this bird, it does kindness with its close friends, with its peers. And because of that, this righteous bird, it isn't exactly a good example of Jewish people, because you only do kindness with your peers, so it's prohibited. And much ink has been spilled on this Rashi to figure out what exactly is the chronic issue here with the Chasidah bird. The Ibn Ezra has one understanding, one approach, that Jewish people were encouraged to do chesed at all the times of the year and with all people, and this Chasidah bird only does kindness with just its, you know, clique, its close friends, any of those in the club. There's different approaches from the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes. But I heard over an idea from the great Rev Lezevnik, the Rav in the Presidential Estate Synagogue. I subsequently found it in Rev Moshe Sternbach's Tam Vidas, at least an idea similar, in which they said that no, the fact that this Chasidah bird does what the Torah commands of it to do good acts, meaning take care of your responsibilities. And the Chasidah bird, it's found and deems this as chesed, as kindness, as if you've done something so basic, but now you walk around as a big tzaddik because you're a chesed, because you brushed your teeth or took out the garbage. What do you want, a parade? You want us to bring in Benny Friedman and have a concert for you to celebrate that you learned the Aleph Beis? It isn't chesed. This is an obligation. Doing kindness for friends and family. The point being that it's commanded before Pesach for man, woman, to search out the chametz, to engage in these mitzvos. But quickly, one can feel entitled if they are doing more than the other spouse, or they are picking up the slack, not doing enough, that person isn't doing it. It can feel like extras that you're giving and then you're not getting enough back. But the mindset should be that the Almighty commands men and women alike to have dalid kosos. So you shine the kos. You want a big parade now? It's been obligated. It's been commanded. We shouldn't feel so entitled, but be more of the opposite of the Chasidah bird. I do kindness and mitzvos and clean my house because I'm not looking for any parades, but because God commands that we keep his will. And when you live with that type of outlook, this is my job, it may help us to stay the course, stay consistent, and not always looking for a little extra attention that can sometimes lead towards disaster.